ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। संजय उवाच एवं युक्त्वा ऋषिकेशम् गुडाकेश परन्तपः न योत्स्य इति गोविन्दम् युक्त्वा तुष्णीं भवुवः एवं युक्त्वा ऋषिकेशम् गुडाकेश परन्तपः न योत्स्य इति गोविन्दम् युक्त्वा तुष्णीं भवुवः। प्लीज चैंट।
संजय वाच एवं युक्त्वा ऋषिकेशम्
गुडाकेश परन्तप न योत्स्य इति गोविन्दम् युक्त्वा तुष्णीं भवुवः। संजय उवाच एवं युक्त्वा ऋषिकेशम् गुडाकेश परन्तप न योत्स्य इति गोविन्दा उक्त्वा तुष्णीं बभूव। संजय उवाच एवायुक्त्वा ऋषिकेशम् गुडाकेश परन्तप न योत्स्य इति गोविन्दा उक्त्वा तुष्णीं बभूव। संजयः उवाच संजय सेड एवं थस उक्त्वा स्पीकिंग ऋषिकेशम् अन्टु कृष्णा द मास्टर ऑफ द सेंसेस गुडाकेशः अर्जुन द मास्टर ऑफ कर्बिंग इग्नोरेंस परन्तपः द चास्टाइजर ऑफ द एनिमीज न योत्स्ये आई शैल नॉट फाइट इति Thus, Govinda, unto Krishna, the giver of pleasure to the senses, Uktva, saying, Tushnim, silent, Babuva, became, Ha, certainly. Sanjaya said, having spoken thus, Arjuna, chastiser of enemies, told Krishna, Govinda, I shall not fight, and fell silent. So I'll read that one more time, and we won't repeat so we can understand what is said. Sanjaya said, having spoken thus, Arjuna, chastiser of enemies, told Krishna, Govinda, I shall not fight, and fell silent. Purpur by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Dhritarashtra must have been very glad to understand that Arjuna was not going to fight and was instead leaving the battlefield. Why do we think that Dhritarashtra may have been very happy? Because he probably didn't want him to fight. Because he probably knew that his sons, because they were adharma or irreligious, they would lose. So when he heard that Arjuna was going to leave the battlefield, can you imagine how very glad he may have been? And instead, leaving the battlefield for the begging profession. But Sanjaya disappointed him again. How? In relating that Arjuna was competent to kill his enemies. Parantapaha. So in this verse we have two words. Rishikesha and Gudakesha. And then Sanjaya goes on to describe Arjuna as Parantapaha. Very carefully he is thought to use this word. So he's telling Dhritarashtra, actually, Arjuna is leaving, but don't think he's a coward. He is Gudakesha Parantapaha. And Parantapaha means one who is so very capable. Although Arjuna was, for the time being, overwhelmed with false grief due to family affection, he surrendered unto Krishna. Another favorite word of ours, surrender. The Supreme Spiritual Master as a disciple. This indicated that he would soon be free from the false lamentation resulting from family affection and would be enlightened with perfect knowledge of self-realization or Krishna consciousness and would then surely fight. Thus, Dhritarashtra's joy would be frustrated since Arjuna would be enlightened by Krishna and would fight to the end. So we're going to go ahead and read text 10. Tam uvacha Rishikesha prahasan iva bharata senayor ubhayor madhye visidantam idam vachah. O descendant of Bharata, at that time Krishna, smiling, in the midst of both the armies, spoke the following words to the grief-stricken Arjuna. Purport. The talk was going on between intimate friends, namely the Rishikesh and the Gudakesh. As friends, both of them were on the same level, but one of them voluntarily became a student of the other. Krishna was smiling because a friend had chosen to become a disciple. As Lord of all, he is always in the superior position as the master of everyone. And yet, the Lord agrees to be a friend, a son, or a lover for a devotee who wants him in such a role. But when he was accepted as the master, he at once assumed the role and talked with the disciple like the master, with gravity, as it is required. It appears that the talk between the master and the disciple was an openly exchanged in the presence of both armies, so that all were benefited So the talks of the Bhagavad Gita are not for any particular person, society, or community, but they are for all. And friends or enemies are equally entitled to hear them. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama So before beginning this class, two questions came to my mind as we were reading the purport, and I'm going to ask those two questions. Here Prabhupada, he describes that Krishna assumes the role or position as whoever we as devotees want. So I'm going to ask, who would you like Krishna to be in your life? We'll start with Prabhuji.
I like him as a father.
He likes him as a father. And why would you like him as a father?
Because father will pardon, you will do anything.
Because the father will pardon. And you must be a wonderful father. So you can understand how Krishna might be an awesome father too. Thank you, Prabhu. And how about you, little boy in the corner? He wants you like a brother. Wonderful. And why is that? So you can play with him. The brother love is amazing. It's kind of like you're on the same level, so you can have a ton of fun. Right? And Prabhu? As a friend. Yes, actually today we are going to be talking a lot about that because Prabhupada is describing how Krishna and Arjuna are actually best friends. And it's such a connecting aspect in our lives to have a good friend. Thank you. And how about Mataji in the hall, down the stairs? Yes, how would you like Krishna to be in your life? Just a divine energy? Beautiful. That's very beautiful. Actually, he is a divine energy that's showering upon us at all times. Thank you. Mataji, yes.
Also friend.
Friend. Yes, dearmost friend, because a friend can be a lover, a friend can be a mother, a friend can be many different things. Yes, Mataji. Friend.
Yeah.
friend, Harival. We have a friends are winning right now. He's in demand for a friend right now. Friend. Yes.
Whatever he wants.
Whatever he wants. I'm going to remember that one. It's a beautiful statement because it should be his desire, isn't it? And maybe I can ask, why then is it stated here that whatever we as devotees want? That question comes to my mind. Maybe because we do that a lot, we ask him to be a certain way. So that's why Prabhupada here is saying that as the devotee wants. So I'm going to have to think about that one, whether I should want it or whether I should have him want. We're just asking everybody, how would you want Krishna to be in your life? Prabhupada explains that however you desire, if you want him to be a friend, a son, or a lover, that's how he reciprocates. So do you have any particular? No, okay. Thank you for welcome. And we're going to talk a little bit about the friend that Krishna is, because that's in high demand right now in this room. When I was a little girl, I think I was about 4, and I grew up in the Detroit temple. It's called the Fisher Mansion. And we used to go to Gurukul, and we were really lucky to have a lot of friends. So one of my best friends, I mean, you change friends as you grow up, right? Best, the best friend list changes. So one of my best friends, she had a very special pen. It was a writing pen. I think it was pink. And it was a special smelling pen. So if you smelled it, you would feel good as a kid, right? And it was rare. And because I was born in a traditional Gujarati Brahmin family from India, you know, my parents wouldn't waste money on smelling pens. We just were lucky that we had a prasadam that we needed, and we went to school and all the good things. So she was one of the popular girls because she had this smelly pen. So what we would do is we would line up outside the girls' room to smell the pen. And we thought she was our best friend. But when it came our turn to smell that pen, she said, "You need to give me $1 to smell my pen." And we were so brokenhearted because we thought she was our best friend. And if the ink came out of that pen, she would wipe it on our clothes. And like that, we were faced with many different situations that we realized it's not easy to find a good friend. And my mother would tell me, don't get too attached to these so-called friends. They're not going to give you what you're looking for. So here, Srila Prabhupada, he is telling us that Krishna and Arjuna, they were best friends. Have any of you experienced having a best friend? Yes, it feels pretty good. Have you ever experienced having a best friend that maybe lets you down? Yes. And then what do you do in that situation? You get hurt. You do. You actually get hurt. And then what do you do next time you need somebody to call? You kind of feel lonely, or we get depressed. It's such an easy thing for us to get down, to feel depressed, to feel hurt. And then we think, okay, you know, I think I should mind my own business. And then you go back into that struggling situation of this beautiful material world that we're put into. But guess what? There's something that is so very beautiful, and I get to share this. I have three children, and my youngest, they're all special, but my youngest is special to me because I can talk to her about anything and she listens. And I get to share with her Bhagavad Gita at home sometimes, and the verse we are learning this week is from the 7th chapter, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam Gyatva Mam Shantim Richati. So here Krishna is explaining many different things. He's saying Bhoktaram. Bhoktaram reminds me of bhoga, when they offer bhoga. So who eats all the bhoga? Krishna, right? So here he's telling Arjuna, I am the person who takes all the offerings, all the sacrifices, yajna tapasam. And what else is he? Sarva loka maheshwaram. I am the Maheshwar, or the controller, the Ishwar of all planets and demigods. Now here comes the best part. Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. Now he is Arjuna's best friend, yes? Here he says, Suhridam. What does Hridam mean? Heart. Suhridam. Where is Krishna seated? Within our hearts. But why do we keep forgetting this again and again? How many times have we opened Bhagavad Gita and read, Krishna says, O Arjuna, you are my best friend. O Arjuna, because you are my friend, I am telling you this confidential knowledge. You know, I would not tell this to anybody, but I will show you my universal form. Because, why? You're my friend. So Krishna is in our heart. I could have a best friend that had a smelly pen that asked me for a dollar to smell her pen. I could think she was my best friend for the rest of my life. But who could be a better friend than he who is seated within me? Who would know me? But instead, what do? I go and I look for a friend. I'm still searching. Oh, maybe if I hang out at that spot, I will see my friends and then I will feel better. So this is our state. But he says, Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam. I am your best friend. I'm your well-wisher. How does Srila Prabhupada sign every letter? Your ever well-wisher. Why does he write your ever well-wisher? He's our ever well-wisher. I just love how you say it how it is. He's our ever well-wisher, and that's why he wants us to know. Welcome, Mataji. Hare Krishna. So we're just talking about how, when I was little, I had a friend that betrayed me. And it didn't happen once, it happened many, many times. And here Krishna is telling Arjuna how he is his best friend. And now Arjuna is in middle of the battlefield. And what did he just say? I will not fight. And what name does he say to Krishna? Govinda. Hey, Govinda. Hey, Gopal. Bolo. So here, Krishna has taken the role of charioteer. He is not just the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not the greatest, most powerful king on the planet. He is not even on the level of friend, but he has taken the role of the charioteer. Does that show us that he must be his best of friends? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many of you may know this story. Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri, and he went for darshan of Lord Jagannath. And when he came outside from the temple, there was a brahmana. And what was the brahmana doing? He was reading Bhagavad Gita. Now this brahmana was a dumb brahmana. He could not speak, or he could not even see. And so he was holding the Bhagavad Gita like this, upside down. But at the same time that he was holding the Bhagavad Gita upside down, what was happening? He was crying and crying and crying. And he could not stop crying. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear brahmana, you're holding the Bhagavad Gita upside down. I'm not sure if you can speak or you can see. But can I ask you one thing? Why are you crying so much?" What did the brahmana say? He said, "My spiritual master has told me that I must read Bhagavad Gita every day. But I am illiterate. So therefore, I just hold this book and I see the picture where Krishna, the Supreme Lord of all that be, he is seated as the dearmost friend, the charioteer of Arjuna. And I just imagine, how is this possible that the Lord God of all beings has taken this humble position as charioteer for who? For his dear friend Arjuna." And just imagining that scene makes me cry again and again and again. So how can we develop that kind of affection and love for Krishna? In these small children, it is so natural. We may have been told many, many, many hundreds of times, sometimes for 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 years, the same story. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. So shall we not make Krishna our friend? Shall we lose that opportunity of grabbing him and saying, "I love you, Krishna, and I will not let go of you"? There is a little girl who was born in a devotee family. I'm not going to say any names. But when she was a little girl, she would always talk about Krishna. She would sit on the toilet in the bathroom, and she would just talk about how Krishna was right in front of her. And then she was going to go in the spiritual sky and be with him, and her mother would get scared. And she would think, oh, I hope she doesn't leave her body right now, because she would always think about Krishna. One day, she had a dream. She wanted to worship Giriraj, like her big sister. And so Giriraj came to her in a dream. Now, she had asked her Gurudev many, many times if she could worship Giriraj. But Gurudev said, no, you're only 3 years old. I can't give you Giriraj. Wait a little longer. And another year went by. And she asked Gurudev again, please, Gurudev, can I worship Giriraj? Gurudev didn't say anything. So she secretly took a stone from outside Gurudev's cottage in Govardhan. It wasn't a Giriraj, it was just a garden stone. She brought the stone home. She took it to one of the Russian artists in Vrindavan and she said, paint some eyes on him, paint some lips on him, paint tilak on him. So she put her stone on the altar and she started to worship him every day. One day, her brother, we're not going to say any names, but her brother came and said, he's not real. He's not real. He's just a fake. And he was laughing and jeering at her and saying, you're worshiping not a real deity. Nanny, nanny, nanny.
Not nanny.
And what happened to this little girl? Radhe. Oops, we're not going to say any more names. Her heart broke because she had brought everything that she had in her heart and her mind within this stone. And she said, this is my Giriraj, and Gurudev won't give me a Giriraj, so I'm not going to tell anybody, but I'm going to worship him. After her brother said that to her, she picked up the stone. She took him out of the house. She so cold threw him away. She was so upset. She actually put him in the garden where nobody could see him. So that night, I had gone onto the altar and I didn't see Giriraj, her Giriraj. And I thought, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? I don't know where he is. Where is he gone? She looked at me and she said, he's not real, mommy. I said, what? You've been worshiping him so nicely. We went to bed. The next morning she woke up and she says, I had a dream of a real Giriraj, mommy. And he is black. And I said, Giriraj is never black. He's usually a lighter brown or a golden, but it's not easy to find a black. She said, no, no, mommy, I saw a black Giriraj, and that's who I'm going to get now. So I called up Gurudev, and I said, Gurudev, I am sorry that I keep disturbing you about this, but we need to do something here. He said, Gauramani, I was just going to call you, and I actually have a surprise for you. I went for parikrama today around Giriraj. I found something that is very special and very rare. And I said, really? Said, oh my goodness, I can't wait to tell Radhe. He said, well, it's not an ordinary Giriraj. It's a black Giriraj. And I thought, oh my Krishna, how is that attachment, that deep love manifest, not just within a child, but that deep love and affection, it's within us all. Who is holding back from giving that love? Who is stopping us? You are stopping yourself. So now is the time for us to remove. Let us remove those burdens, those boundaries, those misgivings, those fears. Is it fear or is it faith? Do we need to have fear, or can we open it out into faith? I have faith in you, Krishna. You are my best friend. Not because I think it. Not because my mother told me. Not because my teacher told me. Not because the guy next door told me. But who's saying it here? Krishna. Krishna is saying, as you. As you want to be with me, I am with you. He guarantees it. What more do we want than to have that guarantee? And yes, every time I read that Arjuna is talking to Krishna, and Krishna says, you need to be a yogi, you need to be a dhyana yogi, a sankhya yogi, and you need to do all these things. You need to control your senses. But you know what? You're my friend. That's okay. Just love me. And then he says, a pure person, he must be clean and tolerant and humble. And he must have all these things. And I was reading and I'm like, oh, I could never make it. And then at the end of the chapter, what does he say? You're my friend, Arjuna. Don't worry about all these things because you're the best. Why? Just love me. Be my friend. Make me happy. Make me sad. Break my heart. Make me glad. This is a song they taught me when I was really little. I love you, Krishna. I love you. Why? You and me are never apart. You're always right here in my heart. I love you, Krishna. I love you. I didn't know that Krishna was God until I met you, Srila Prabhupada. Let me serve you, Prabhupada, eternally. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So if we remember that Krishna is situated within our heart, as our best friends, we cannot just be happy eternally, but the whole entire universe can become happy. Because when we step out of this door, we are going to take that happiness that we have within. Because now we understand, yes, Krishna is my real friend. And now we are going to understand that, and we are going to not think of how can I make me happy? How can I go out and capture or conquer this? But I am going to think, how can I do this so that Krishna will be happy. What can I do today so my dear friend will be smiling? Because do you know who's extremely freaked out right now? Arjuna. He is on that battlefield and he is shaking. His bow, the most powerful of fighters, his bow fell down. His mouth is drying up. He cannot speak. He cannot think. Have you ever been in that situation? Many, many, many times. I told the story about how I left my passport at home and I had to take the flight. It was a scary scene. The only person who has been there for me and for each and every one of you is Krishna. So Arjuna is on the battlefield and he is very, very afraid, scared. But what is Krishna doing? He's smiling. Have you ever seen Krishna not smile? You go to see Shyam Sundar and he is smiling from ear to ear. And do you know how naughty he is? Because he is so naughty, he doesn't want to be alone, does he? Do you know what he did? I just found out that he expanded himself as Lord Balaram. Why? So he could have somebody to play with, a brother, a friend. Imagine that. He is so naughty that he expanded himself as Srimati Radharani so that he could have a lover. How beautiful is that? Can you imagine what kind of God we have? We have the most loving God. That he is not just there up in the clouds, giving his orders, scaring everybody, being a really mean old judge. No. What does Krishna do? He plays and he loves and he's so much fun to be with. He expands himself to have so much fun, and here we are in this tiny little bubble. Just thinking about ourselves all day. Me, 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 me. Oh my goodness. How do I want to feel today? I don't feel good. I feel awesome. It's all about me. It's the me show. But what's Krishna doing? Oh my dear friend. Come back. Let's play. Krishna, Krishna, let's go play. Going to the forest. You just got to play with Krishna. How hard is that? So here he is smiling to Arjuna and he's singing. Oh my word. Why are you afraid? So imagine that we walk out that door with that conviction that yes, my Lord, O master of the world, O master of all senses, O Rishikesh, today I am yours. Please accept me. And imagine if we take that energy everywhere we go, to everybody we meet. Imagine what kind of a family. Imagine what kind of a community. Imagine what kind of a world we could live in. Just if we knew that Krishna is our best friend. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So I guess we can have some questions. There was two questions, and I kind of answered one of them in the class. The one that, Mataji, you had mentioned, how you want Krishna to be whoever he wants to be. And I kind of answered that to myself, so thank you. It was like a realization that came. That is what we want. We want to go out, and we want to represent the desire of Krishna. Is that all right? No question. Yes, ma'am. So he is, I guess that's a quality of his extreme love. Because you got to really love somebody. Like if you're serving your dear child or husband or sister or somebody you love a lot, you'll always put that extra little bit of salt because you want to make sure it tastes good. So like the same way if we're serving Krishna, if we can develop that love. But why can't we, even though we may have been doing this for so long? That's my question. What's stopping us? Why is it so difficult sometimes? Faith. Yes, we have to do it with faith. And I think one of the most important aspects is, who knows what the most important aspect is for making very speedy progress in spiritual life. I think it's the first. Sadhu Sangha. And I remember having this question and then it getting answered. That association with like-minded, association with the sadhus, association with pure devotees is the fastest way to get on that train. And I can feel that right now. Being associated with all of you makes me be on my best behavior. And when I'm on my best behavior, I make progress because you are all so merciful, giving your blessings. So I think we need to stay with the association. If I can always be with all of you who love Krishna so much, it's contagious. But if I go outside and if I go to Delhi where everybody's having a crazy shopping spree, I might just forget all about Krishna. I'll just look at all the shawls that are on sale and I'll just want to have a big party with all the ice cream that's available. Did I forget Krishna? For a little bit, yeah. Because that's the association I went into. So in order to remember that Krishna is our best friend, it's a simple formula. Remain within the association of devotees. And of course, Srila Prabhupada says, even more simply, what does he say? Chant and be happy. But for some reason, we want to chant and we don't want to be happy. We want to keep chanting, but we forget about the be happy. So I think being happy, my Gurudev, he said, when I was asking him about the kids, how to raise them Krishna conscious, it's hard. It's not easy. It's probably one of the most challenging things because that's all I've done. He says, when you raise Krishna conscious children, it's not about what's right or what's wrong. And I'm not saying I'm good at this at all. He says, the secret is be happy when you're doing it. If you want to be Krishna conscious, be Krishna conscious, but be happy while you're doing it. Otherwise, your children are going to think, I don't want to be Krishna conscious. My mother has a breakdown every time she needs to finish her rounds. I don't want to have a breakdown. I want to be a happy child. So he said, if you can learn to do your service and be happy, guaranteed, they will grow to be happy, happy children. So we need to chant, we need to be happy, and we need to remain in the association of devotees so that we can remember that Krishna is our best friend and he's seated within our hearts. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.